You did the work. 14 days. You sat down on day one in what Paul calls the audit chair, and you stayed in it long enough to learn something. No flattery here, just what is true. You started in one place, and you stand somewhere different now. That is not a small thing. Most people who buy a course never finish it. You did. So let's walk the spine, because the arc matters more than any single day. Days 1 through 3 were diagnosis. You named your human premium. You looked at what you actually bring that a machine cannot. Days 4 through 6 were self-mastery. You sharpened it. You looked at your energy, your attention, the cost of a tired mind, and you made some choices. Day 7 was the mid-pulse, a breath, a check-in. Days 8 and 9 were leadership. You started multiplying your premium through other people instead of hoarding it. Day 10 was the legacy question, the one that does not let you off the hook. Days 11 through 13 were integration, pulling the thread through your week, your team, your calendar. And here you are, day 14. Now, the hardest day. Most learners tell Paul it is either day 5, the cost of a tired mind, or day 7, the conductor. Day 5 is hard because it makes you look at how you treat your own body and your own attention. Day 7 is hard because it asks you to lead without controlling. If you skipped one of those or you rushed through it, go back this week. The course is yours. Nobody is timing you anymore. Let's name the 7 capacities one final time. Empathy, the capacity to feel what another person is feeling. Judgment, the capacity to choose well when the data runs out. Trust, the capacity to be relied on. Presence, the capacity to actually be here. Taste, the capacity to know what is good. Purpose, the capacity to point yourself somewhere worth going. Care, the capacity to give a damn when nobody is watching. The day 0 version of this list was a preview. This version is the closing benediction. Paul is clear on this point. You did not invent these. They were already in you when you sat down on day 1. The course did not install them. The course made you name them. That is the whole move. You cannot defend what you cannot name. Now the forward question. The legacy equation asked you what self-perpetuating thing you have started in yourself or in someone else that will outlast this course. Not what you learned, what you started. There is a difference. Learning ends. A practice keeps going. So here is the practical move, and the ask is to do it this week, not eventually. Tell one person what your human premium is. Out loud. Not in a journal, not in your head. Out loud to a human being who knows you. That is how the work becomes legacy and not just journal pages. That is how it leaves your body and enters the world. One more thing before we close. Day 14 has a post survey attached to it in this course. Take it. 3 reasons. First, Paul reads every response. Not a team, him. Second, your one sentence testimonial is what helps the next learner decide to start. You were that next learner 2 weeks ago. Pay it forward. Third, the act of articulating what changed in you is itself the final rep of the course. Naming the outcome locks the learning in. Skipping the survey is skipping the last rep. So here is the honest close. No marketing, no buy the next thing, just this. If this changed something in you, good. If it did not, That is information too, and it is yours to use. You can rerun any day. The book is yours forever. The audiobook is yours forever. The journal is yours. What the course asked you to do was practice. The practice was the course. The practice continues whether the audio is playing or not. That is the point, the whole point. The course was never the thing. You were always the thing. That was the course. Now it's yours. Stay with the practice. Until next time.